Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to chat with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pizzuti about how area businesses are holding up following last week's severe weather and the latest on the Perry Farmers Market.
So let's just get started with this. It's been about a week and a half since the latest storm came through Perry. Can you kind of just first give me a rundown on how businesses are feeling and how they're getting back to kind of the new normal as far as post-storm goes?
Right. So it's different for everybody, really, as far as storm damage and, you know, getting power back and what it's taken them to get back to quote-unquote normal. So it's quite a range. We made calls to nearly all of our members to just try to check in and do a wellness check of how things were going, even if we knew that they were hardly impacted at all. Their business, I mean, because even, you know, homes and employees' homes and things have been, the impact is across the board in our community. So it's quite a range. You know, you've got some that are were able to get back to it real fast, and you've got others that are still waiting on insurance, and it'll be quite a while for, you know, cleanup and resetting, and then some rebuilding. So it's widespread in that everyone was affected in some way, but the extent really varies. So, you know, otherwise, with back to school starting, you know, there's kind of this sense of let's just get back to it the best that we can. But there's still some that are impacted, you know, with how long power was out and the extent of damage. So it's pretty much all over the place. But I think we're seeing the community come together has been one positive thing that's come out of this, people helping each other out and checking in on each other. So, you know, that is a good thing to see despite the circumstances.
Yeah, and that's another thing I wanted to hit on. If there is a silver lining to this, adversity certainly does bring the community together, and our community has had plenty of opportunities to do so. Can you kind of run through the last week and a half and just what you've seen as far as people coming together and kind of helping out one another when possible?
Right, from day one, whether it was just picking up glass and checking in, or now that we're a full week past, there's still lots of work to be done at homes with trees and everything. So there are pockets of somewhat organized volunteer initiatives, or there's just neighbors helping neighbors. We saw DMAC get a group together last week and, you know, do what they could at the dog park and a couple of residents. Now we're seeing efforts being coordinated by the library as far as calling them to, you know, take your name and number if you need help or if you're willing to give help. So I think we'll see that continue. It's across the board. Like I said, there's still work to be done, and it's very varied, and it's hard to know sometimes how to jump in, or, you know, everybody's helping everybody, but sometimes we still need help. So it's nice to see that organization happen at the library, at least as a connection point, so people feel like they can help out however they can. So that is definitely a silver lining of how we've come together as a community to help each other out the best that we can.
Now, one thing that looked a little bit different, or I should say one of the many things that looked a bit different last week, was the farmers market, the condensed mini market. And that went well. I can kind of run through what this week's farmers market looks like.
Right. So last week with the mini market, we had vendors that didn't have power still, or they had damage to their crops. We didn't know if people would come out as shoppers, not knowing if, you know, they had power to store things. We didn't know what to expect, but we went on with it anyway, just to kind of keep steady with the farmers market and offer that to vendors and shoppers alike. So we got through last week, and this week really looks like it's back to normal, you know, whatever normal is as far as these times in general. But a lot of shoppers, we've got a full market with a dozen vendors. We had the Perry Public Library there with their what they had purchased from one of our vendors, free watermelon to hand out. So a lot of activity in that regard. So that feels like things are back to, you know, this year's normal anyway. We had 200 or so watermelon handed out within an hour. So that shows you that there's, you know, a lot of people that are coming down to the market for various reasons, whether it's the fresh produce or baked goods, or just to kind of get out and about. So I think that we're just chugging along that way. And we've got 5 more markets to go. We've got 1 more week here in August, and then all of September, and the last Thursday of September will be our last market. So it's been a fast season with starting later, but it's been successful overall to provide to our community and to have some kind of activity that makes things feel a little bit more normal in this COVID time. Overall, with so many things canceled, at least we can still have this market for our community.
Now, I did want to touch on something that you mentioned on just right there about the library and their initiatives to kind of promote health and wellness and give out fresh produce as often as they've been able to. What do you think that says about our community as a whole? That's, you know, a place where people usually count on just for information and resources like that to also be so invested in promoting health and wellness within the city of Perry.
One thing about Perry that I've learned over the last couple years is that we are a very collaborative community. And so it's one of those things where if you see a need in the community to work together to address them, or there's a lot of cross promotion and working together. So I think this is another example of having that opportunity and really making it positive and bigger than if just one organization was trying to do something on their own. There's so many great partnerships here in Perry, and with the library in itself, they do so many things from programming to, you know, the services that they provide. And it's just one more layer to that, that we have such a strong program with the library here in our community, and that they're doing so much outreach and helping people, you know, live better lives, however that may be, with the information, with their programming, and now with this nutrition program. Their earlier one that got started this year was cut short with their refrigerators in the entryways and things. So it's nice that we've been able to shift gears and work with them to help with this Healthy Steps program and provide free produce once a month. And that's been very successful. We've seen people come out for that with the sweet corn last month, the watermelon this month, and we'll have apples sometime in September to be determined what works best for our vendor on that.
And that was our conversation with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Pizzuti. You can find this program online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.